As we've just sung, in the presence of the Lord there is comfort and peace. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Let's sing some more of comfort and peace in the presence of the Lord. We'll begin with Only in Thee, which begins, Only in Thee, O Savior mine, dwelleth my soul in peace divine, peace that the world, though all combine, never can take from me.
Doso mi.
Oh,
remember, we're thinking about comfort and love and peace in the Lord's presence. Let's sing Children of the Heavenly Father. Presence, there is comfort and peace, but there is also strength and courage. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Our first songs will be Still and Know, followed immediately by Be Strong and Courageous. Be looking for those words, I am the Lord who strengthens you, and the Lord is with you wherever you go. Be still and know, and then immediately be strong and courageous.
Do me so.
just a closer walk with Thee. A song in which we admit our weakness and our need to draw near to the Lord for strength.
Thou
with strength and courage, in the presence of the Lord, there is motivation for service. For there, in the presence of the Lord, He enables our service and even teaches us, shows us how to serve. Do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you. He will not forsake you until all the work of the Lord is finished. O Jesus, I have promised to serve Thee to the end. Be Thou forever with me, my Master and my friend.
O Jesus, I have
goes with me, I'll go anywhere.
It may be in the valley where God the angels hide. It may be in the sunshine that I appear.
This next song emphasizes that it is in Christ's presence that he teaches us to pray and to bear our cross, to die and to rise again. Go to dark Gethsemane.
No.
This section is perhaps the most wonderful. In his presence, there is forgiveness and acceptance. Put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love. With him is full redemption. He himself will redeem us from all sins. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. Let's stand and sing, "And Can It Be?" so full of what the Lord has done for us in His presence, how can we but rescue the perishing? How can we but rescue the perishing? I don't have to know all of you to be fairly sure that I know some very intense desires that you have that are really related to spiritual things. Three virtually universal desires. A desire to change, a desire for personal change, overcoming weakness, becoming more effective, becoming better than you are. An acceptance, a desire to truly feel loved. And when you think of your past and what you've done and who you've hurt, a desire to know you're forgiven, truly loved. And then there's the desire for hope. A desire for optimism, regarding the future, confidence for the time ahead of us, both in this life and in eternity. I want to tell you, we've been singing all night that all these things are available in the Lord's presence. Every one of us here, the Lord wants to have these things. The Lord invites to have these things, and they're available to us if we'll come to Him, if we'll live in His presence. He came to us that we might come to Him. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that you through His poverty might be rich. The Apostle Paul was thinking, of course, of the fact that Jesus left the glories of heaven for everything you know on this low earth. He became poor that we might be rich. For when we were still without strength, Paul would say in another place, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He came and died that we might come to Him and live. That same apostle who considered himself to be the chief of sinners said, this is a saying worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came to save sinners. That's why He came. And so the Hebrew writer would write, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The next book, the book of James, says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. He wants you in His presence, and the nearer you draw to Him, the closer He comes to you. And that all begins to happen when we first put our trust in the Lord so much that we forget every idea we ever had about the best way to come to the Lord. And we just listen to Him. Lord, how can I come to You? Romans 6 verse 4 says that we are therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up by the glory of the Father, we too may also rise to walk in newness of life. And the next verse, Romans 6 verse 5, speaks of our being united with Him or joined to Him from the time of baptism onward in our lives. Have you responded in faith? Have you yielded, submitted to the Lord, trusting completely in Him, not in yourself at all? I hope by now you've realized we don't have anything to trust in. Have you trusted in Him enough to decide, I'm going to repent, I'm going to go to my Father, and I'm going to say, I have sinned in Your sight. I don't want to live that way anymore. I want to live for You. And repenting, have you been baptized to have all your sins washed away, to be united with Jesus in His death, that you might be united with Him in His life? In His presence, there is comfort and peace. In His presence, there is strength and courage. In His presence, you will find motivation for serving Him, the enablement to do so, and an example of how to do it. And in His presence, you will find forgiveness and acceptance. If you've not been baptized, we beg of you to come forward this night, sit down on one of these front rows. There'll be men to greet you. We'll be glad to assist you in being baptized into Christ. For all of those of us who have been baptized into Christ? Have you been wanting personal change? Have you been wanting acceptance? Has your hope needed strengthening? It's in His presence. Let's not forget that. Let's live in His presence. And come back tomorrow and we'll talk about that. If you're subject to the Lord's invitation, if there's any way we can help you live in His presence, please come forward now as we sing the Lamb of God.
Your only Son,
no sin to hide, but He rested Him from your side to one.